Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi everybody. Welcome to the press for today, November the 30th, 2022. Ryan Ballinger, good to have you here with us. It's our Wednesday show. We're going to go over our final cards for the week. We've kind of been homed in on the Hero World Challenge this week, 20 player field. Obviously, some limited options because of only being 20 players, limited bets. So really, your only options this week are a win bet, top 5 bet, top 10 bet. Obviously, not a top 20 bet. Everybody's going to finish top 20. That's minus a million. So that's not an option for this week. There's some first-round leader bets. We talked about some nationality props that I found interesting. But we'll go ahead and set the card for this week. I'm still kind of where I've been, and I haven't changed anything. I've got these bets in pocket. I did catch them earlier in the week, so they are a little bit shorter now in a couple of cases. But I picked up Jon Rahm at 5-1. He's been hanging out there. He's still 5-1. Scottie Scheffler 7.5-1. Got a little bit shorter. Tony Finau definitely got shorter. He's now 8-1. Xander Schauffele's 9-1. Xander makes a whole lot of sense, and so does Tony Finau. I think they were 10-1 to start the week. They've shortened up, so they've had some money come in on them at a decent price. Justin Thomas and Matt Fitzpatrick are 12-1. Fitz makes a lot of sense. I could see JT as well, but I would lay both. Victor Hovland's the defending champion. He's at 16 with Morikawa and Cameron Young. Again, kind of hard to get behind. I could see why Cameron Young can win this tournament, but that would be a pretty big win for him, considering how little golf he's played in the fall and how he hasn't performed very much in those starts, save for the President's Cup. 18s, you've got Burns, Sungjae, Tom Kim, Tommy Fleetwood. I have Tom Kim and Tommy Fleetwood in hand. Jordan Spieth is 20-1, which is a really interesting kind of point for him. Good ball striker, just really hasn't given me any indication that all of a sudden he's going to pop off for a win, but he could. Max Homa, 22, he's gotten a little bit shorter, so some money has come in on him. Had him in hand at 22, he's at 20. Shane Lowry, 22, Billy Horschel, 25, Corey Connors, 30, and if you're feeling frisky, Sepp Straka at 60, Kevin Kisner at 70. Please don't take any of them. So the only other bet I've considered as a top 10 bet is Corey Connors plus 130 is a hedge bet, maybe on a top 10. Seems like a quality ball striker might be able to do that and may stand to benefit from his not so great short game. But that's just kind of a little bit of speculative play if you want to make that. I've not made that play yet. Might make it, might not. And then tournament props. We talked about this earlier, the winning margin. I kind of expect there to be a larger margin. We've seen it throughout the fall. And more often than not in this tournament, the winning score has been 18-20 under par. But more importantly, at this venue, even though they've had a couple of close ones the last two times out, the other times have been 4-3, 2 strokes, those kinds of things. So I think 2 and 3 strokes is an interesting play if you care about the winning margin bet at plus 350 and plus 600. I'd be willing to look at those. The nationality prop I want to just remind everybody of is a little bit of a way of looking at a different market if you're willing to put in this player. Obviously, I love Tom Kim to win the tournament. He is plus 165 to be the winner of the best of the rest of the world group. Sungjae Im is plus 110. Corey Connors is plus 300. Compare that to best South Korean. Sungjae is minus 150 and Tom Kim is plus 110. So you're getting a 50 to 55 point difference on these guys by going and introducing Corey Connors, who I think, if I believe in Tom Kim, I would be willing to wager him to beat the other two players and just throwing Corey Connors just for some points. So I'd be willing to look at that. It's just enough of a difference to make it interesting. And you get 50 cents back. That's not bad. I think that's worthwhile in your multipliers. So that's where I'm at this week on the plays for the Hero World Challenge. Now, South African Open, we have seen an even more push, a bigger push for Dean Burmester as favorite for the tournament. He's now plus 1,100 to win. He is now the outright favorite. He was co-favorite yesterday at 12-1 with Brandon Grace. You've got Charles Schwartzel in there at 18, Thurston Lawrence at 22 with George Katsia. You've got Romain Langasque at 28, Wilco, Eric Van Rooyen, who's been bet up from 35, Dylan Fratelli, Adrian Otaegi at 30. I'm going to stay with my picks. I like Otaegi here. I'm willing to wager just a small amount of money on him to win, given that he's played okay and has been a good player, did very well at Valderrama. And this sounds like it's going to be a difficult golf course. From everything that I've read, I don't know anything about the venue because it's new to this championship, but it sounds like it's going to be tricky and difficult. So I'm willing to throw some money at Adrian Otaegi, who's done well in a tricky and difficult venue not too long ago. Worth it. I'm going to stay pretty much out of everything else for that tournament. I could get behind a Sami Valimaki bet, but I know a lot of people want to take deep shots in this tournament this week in the hopes that, like, Dan Bradbury, who came out of nowhere on exemption and won last week at the Joburg Open, is going to do it again. He's 60-1 if you think he's going to somehow become the new world beater of the DP World Tour and the Sunshine Tour. But it's just not worth it for me. I don't know. It's nice to have a sweat, but I just don't see the value there. So I'm willing to kind of largely sit this one out and see if Otaegi can pay me some money on a, you know, $15, $20 bet or something like that. Just a little sprinkle. Just have something. Australian Open. Not much movement there either, although Minwoo Lee has gone back to 10-1. So the market has pretty well said, hey, no, we're not interested in Minwoo Lee as the second favorite. We are interested, though, in Cameron Davis as the second favorite because he is now 9-1, was 12-1 earlier in the week. So he has moved up the board. Lucas Herbert has seen some support. He was 18, is now 14, so some money has come in on him. I could be remotely interested in Matt Jones. I know he's done nothing really to speak of in LIV, but he is a two-time winner of this event, and he is 22-1. Mildly interested in that number. But if I were to take any action here this late in the game, I would probably go Lucas Herbert and get in on a little Matt Jones, but not too much. Again, I don't think you're going to see... and Jason Scrivener. I'd be interested in Scrivener. And that would probably be the extent of it for me this week for that tournament. So, pretty light card. It is very difficult to bet a tournament with 20 players because, one, you have a good chance, and you know you can rule out a lot of the players who won't win. I mean, we're not going to see Corey Connors win. We're not going to see Kevin Kisner win or Sepp Straka win. I mean, if they do, they're genuine shocks, right? Shocks to the system kind of wins. So in that tournament, I feel like that's your best value of the week, is to try to go out there and just find a way to eliminate players and say, okay, if you bet half of what you've got left, you know, or not even half of it, you have a third of what you got left with the five players that you eliminate. You've got a 5 out of 15 holding for the week. It's, again, like a Champions Tour kind of play that we've done all year, which is let's bet on the same 4 or 5 guys every week and just hope the other players that we don't think are going to win don't win. And most weeks that worked out. I would like to believe that's going to work out here. That is going to be my strategy, and hopefully that pays us pretty well. We'll see how it goes. That's going to do it for us today on the press. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Hope you enjoy your bets. Hopefully they pay well and you loom large and win a lot of money from the books this week. Shoot me a tweet if you wish. Ryan Ballingy is the handle on Twitter, or you can email me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. Love seeing those wins. Love seeing when you come out ahead on a good week. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next time on the press.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana. I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.